There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
You're listening to Drive Live. Rosanna Lockwood and Natalie Lindo-Taylor with you here. And if you're thinking about your prospects at work, if you're wondering about your career, maybe you're thinking of starting a business. Is there a change in the industry here? We're going to answer your questions.
Drive Live talks careers.
We have two guests in the studio today with us. A very warm welcome to Irina Heaver, who's a partner and head of corporate and commercial at Fix & Co. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Nice to meet you. First time on Drive Live. And David McKenzie, old hand from McKenzie Jones. Nice to see
less
you.
Less of the old.
Experienced guest is what I was going for.
Sage I'd go for.
Oh, it's only with your friends that you can be so rude, isn't it, David?
Absolutely.
So we're here to talk about careers today. And David, one thing that we hear a lot over the summer is change. People are thinking about change. Mm. Lots of people like you have spent a bit of time away from Dubai. They've spent time with their family, maybe gone back to where they come from. And they're wondering, you know, where do I fit in Dubai? What's the sort of situation? What are we seeing in terms of a market? So are you quite busy in terms of recruitment at the moment? Or is it more likely to be when the new school term starts in September that you're seeing lots of action?
I think it's really interesting. I've heard more people now talk about, I'm looking forward to going back. And that's actually leaving Dubai, because I think over the last 2 years, it's been a really brutal time here. Somebody described the market as a slow strangulation rather than a recession. But the good news is, we, in the last two quarters, we've been busier than the whole of last year.
Wow.
So we're seeing, I know I'm an optimist, I'm a recruiter, I've got to be.
You are an optimist.
Let's face it. But I do think that the market is getting better. Clients are they're actually recruiting people rather than just going out there and having a look-see.
Yeah.
You know, no more speed dating. It's actually, you know, you're going to get a job out there and people are going to accept it.
And Irina, you're a lawyer, and one of the things that you specialise in is technology and blockchain, obviously an area of massive growth at the moment. Are you finding that you're being kept busy because lots of people are now thinking, well, there's new technology, there's new ways that I can invest, there are new ways for me to work?
Yes, absolutely. We're quite busy, and what is happening at the moment, we're witnessing the death, but also the rebirth of many industries.
Mm.
We're also observing the creation of completely new industries and completely new business models. And this is the opportunity where I would challenge everybody to jump in, whether it's blockchain, whether it's AI, whether it's any other new technology, emerging technology, because this is where we see a lot of growth, a lot of opportunities, and also a lot of potential business for business owners.
But one thing, if I may, Irina, a couple of some of our listeners will be hearing that and thinking, yeah, I understand AI and blockchain, they're going to be the new things to get into, but I don't quite understand them yet. How are people going to get skilled up, get the necessary tools to help them enter that market?
Absolutely. So I'm not encouraging everyone to go and become a blockchain developer. I cannot do that. I taught myself to code smart contracts, but that's because I'm a lawyer who's practicing.
Just, let's go back a second. Just explain to us about coding smart contracts.
You got completely flummoxed then, didn't you?
Yeah,
no, but I think lots of people, this is quite new terminology.
No, absolutely. Okay, so what is a smart contract? It's a several lines of code, and it's a self-executing algorithm. So you don't need a lawyer to draft your contract. You don't need a court to enforce that contract. It all happens automatically. It all happens on blockchain. And it happens irrespective of your desire or your wish to comply with the terms of that so-called contract. But let's go back to what we talked about. That's a very good question. How do I get into the blockchain industry? How do I get into AI industry? This is all hot and interesting, and a lot of potential, a lot of talk about it. I don't encourage everybody to become a developer. If you can, that's fantastic. That's where the opportunities are. But let's say if you're in marketing, consider understanding enough of blockchain, enough of artificial intelligence sort of market in order to become the marketer for those companies who are developing and who are coding. If you're, for example, a lawyer, consider teaching yourself, learning as much as you can. I mean, there's so much information online that you can Google and you can take courses. And this is how I've taught myself to code smart contracts. I took a course online, so I didn't even have to leave my house. So everybody can do that. If you're in recruitment, and we just talked about that, if you're in recruitment, focus on how do I get my team to understand what digital is, what technology is, and then go and talk to banks, go and talk to established industries such as insurance companies that are trying right now to digitize themselves, who are trying right now to implement these new technologies. And of course, we'll need personnel. They will need a personnel to do that.
I have a question.
Okay. The hand was raised for the benefit of people listening. So, David, nice and polite. Your hand was raised. You have a question. Fire away.
It's a bit like, do you remember the film Usual Suspects, Kaiser Sose?
Yes.
Everyone heard of him, but nobody knew who he was.
Yeah.
And I think it's a bit like blockchain and AI. Everyone talks about it.
No one quite understands it.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm a recruiter. I recruit for many industries and we recruit for blockchain companies. I'm still a bit flummoxed by it.
Okay, well, maybe then you should tune in for my webinars that I'm running all the time, explaining to people in very, very simple, layman, non-techie terms, because there's so many techie information, and I'm not a techie, so I need things to be explained to me in layman terms so I understand. As a lawyer, we try to pretend that we know more things than average person, which is not the case.
But so, how would you explain blockchain in a very easy, digestible sentence?
Okay. I just posted a video on that recently and I have a few people following me on my social media. So please, if you have seen my video, forgive me. But let me explain it to you in this term. Imagine you met a lady and you want to tell her you
He's
love
listening.
Her.
He's listening.
You've got his attention.
My wife's away at the moment. Elfie's listening, by the way. I'm not.
Imagine you met a young lady and you want to tell her that you love her. So, and there's no witnesses. So this is a centralized system. So if tomorrow you want to go back and say, well, I never said anything, that's it. There's nobody can prove what you said at that time. Now, imagine you tell this lady that you love her, but you have your friend with you, let's say me. So that's a centralized system with a backup. I'm the backup. So if you want to deny what you said, you'll have to convince me to lie with you. Here you go. Centralized systems with a backup don't work. Now imagine you tell your wife you love her in front of 600 friends and family and relatives and in front of a judge and in front of a registrar who writes down that, you know.
It's kind of like getting married.
Absolutely. So, and if tomorrow you want to deny that you said that, you will have to convince all the 600 people to lie for you, to lie with you. And then imagine you don't know who these 600 people are. You've never met them. You're not related to them. How can you do that? You can't. This is blockchain. It's decentralized. People
I kind
can't
of like
lie.
That. I sort of understand that now.
Yeah.
I'm now a blockchain expert.
Okay. So coming
there are a
webinars,
few of them in Dubai, so join the live.
Webinars from David McKenzie on blockchain coming soon on the basis of that, I think. But no, it's quite simply, it's a ledger, a record of what's happened and you know, money and transactions. It's a way of keeping it. In the old-fashioned days when you had a book, you go into a building society and you take the book in and they'd stamp what money was paid and what money was paid out. It's a digital record of it.
I think it's the bit that some people struggle with is how can they get a career in blockchain that if you're not a developer or you're not a marketer, how does it affect you?
Think of any other role, especially in communication space. This is what I see, and my clients are 100% blockchain enterprises. 100% of my clients are blockchain enterprises. So right now we're that busy with all the blockchain stuff. So you see a group of young individuals who have an amazing idea, who have coding skills, and they're sitting there and developing away their amazing new decentralized system. What do they need? They need a spokesperson for them. They need somebody to explain what is it that they're building. They need somebody to present. They need somebody to convince people to join their community, because building blockchain enterprises is all about building communities. So this is that they need a lot. So if you speak well, if you write well, if you're presentable, and if you love doing that and you have passion for technology, that's a great opportunity to jump on board and start working on that. If you love education, if you love telling people, if you love explaining to people in simple concepts what is it that you're doing, maybe educating people about blockchain, educating people about AI, that's an opportunity for you. So think of your skill set and then think how you can help that industry and those companies. Don't think in selfish terms, what's in it for me? Think how you can help build those communities, because things are changing, world is changing. This is not about marketing, this is not about selling anymore. This is about building communities. And this is what blockchain enterprises are about. So build that community, become part of that community first.
Yeah.
Learn how to be a part of the community, how you can benefit the community, and then go and build your own communities. This is the new world we're living in.
Drive Live talks careers.
We have two guests in the studio with us today. We have David McKenzie from McKenzie Jones and Irina Heaver, who's a partner and head of corporate and commercial at Fix & Co. She's also a lawyer and knows an awful lot about blockchain and that kind of thing there. So we're all having a bit of an education, but we're going to switch topics a little bit now. David, I want to come to you with this first of all, because we're talking about change and we're talking about the fact that there's a feeling of growth and buoyancy here. Mm. There's definitely a change in mood in the UAE. And this is a great time if you're thinking perhaps of starting a business, because this is the kind of time that's ideal. But you started a company, you have direct experience of doing this. But if people are thinking, well, I would like to go out and set up a business, how do you make yourself stand out from the crowd, and grab hold of this opportunity?
Have an idea you really believe in. Too many people start businesses and they just think, oh, yeah, that's a great idea, I'll crack on and do it. But make sure that there's a market for it. Make sure there's an audience for it. And make sure it's valid for the market now. You know, setting up a, we're talking about segways, setting up a segway business now is probably not the right thing.
Yeah.
Because there's better modes of transport out there. But if you're starting a blockchain business, nice segue there.
then you should come and see Irina about
it. I did both in one there.
That's very clever.
I'm going to go now. on a serious note, I think this is actually weird enough, and I think, Enata, you said the right thing, it's the perfect time to start a business, because as the economy starts to come out, then the idea is you take what you're doing now, if you're in a big corporate, and do it better as a smaller business. So that's what I did.
That's what you did. You left a massive
Oh my God, my secret's out. Yeah, so I'm a recruiter, so I set up a recruitment company. I thought I could do it better. And whether I have or not, I don't know.
But you're still going.
Exactly. And actually, we've got a good business. I love the people I work with. I've got great clients and I still enjoy it. And that's the key thing. And I think if you can say that, and starting a business is the worst and the best thing. It's the worst thing that you go through, huge financial turmoil. You know, emotionally, it's a nightmare because you know you're good and you have to work all the hours God sent and you probably won't get the rewards for maybe a year, 18 months time. But if you believe in what you're doing, go for it. But just research it. Make sure you're funded properly, i.e. you're not going to earn any money yourself personally. And get good people that can share your vision and your idea and make it better.
What about understanding or getting to understand the specific market environment here in Dubai? Because as Natalie was saying, you know, this is a time of great change. But when someone else's story is coming to an end, when they're leaving Dubai, someone else is coming in to take their place.
Yeah.
And it might not necessarily always be the best idea to start your journey by setting up a business in an environment you don't understand. So what tips can you give people who've maybe just arrived in Dubai? They're trying to work out whether to seek employment or go up and set themselves up on their own. How should they go about understanding the market and what's out there?
Yeah, the reality is Dubai is unlike any other market. You know, you've got so many different nationalities here. It's the perfect startup vehicle. You know, the government's very pro startups. We've got more SMEs here than you can shake a stick at. And the environment in terms of funding and stuff is open to startups. So if you come here and if you're with your family and you've got kids and you've got that to think about, and it's very difficult doing a startup in that respect. But I came here not knowing the market and I started it from day one. But I knew what I was good at. I was good at recruiting. And actually, I took the business model I had before and just tried to make it better. I won't give you the secrets away in case anyone tries to copy me. But but in reality, if you are coming to do something you're not quite sure about, go and work for a competitor.
Mm.
So example, if you're going to start the next Google and you've got Yougle or whatever it's called, go in there, learn the secrets and see what they're doing that's good and see if you can better it. You might go in there and go, oh my goodness me, thank God I'm with them because my idea was rubbish.
Yeah.
But, you know, you've seen all these compare it for sites here, copies of, you know, Dubizzle and Craigslist, and they've been very successful. They've taken an idea from overseas, come here and started it in this market. Mm. And lots of people, you know, Deliveroo, all these companies have copied.
Yeah.
Very successful plans.
They've been established ideas. Mm. One of the suggestions that you gave us, David, was all about becoming an expert, what you do. So knowing whatever it is inside out. If we talk about your example, Irina, of course you're a lawyer, but you have carved a niche for yourself, really, and you've made it at the right time.
Well, like they say, preparation meets the opportunity. I first learned about blockchain in 2011. It was completely accidental. Was the first time when I learned about cryptocurrencies. And then my former employer, Maersk, back in 2015, partnered up with IBM and decided to test shipping on a blockchain. That's when in 2015 I realized that's it, there's no going back. This is what I'm going to focus now, from now on. So it's not that I woke up one day in December 2017 when Bitcoin was all over the news and I was like, that's it, I'm doing Bitcoin from now on forward. No, absolutely not. That would be quite, I'm sure there were a few people who did that. And also coming from oil and gas background, very heavy technology focus. So oil and gas has more PhD candidates than any other industry. We pioneered big data. We pioneered machine learning. We pioneered virtual reality. Now all robotics as well. So back when I started in 2001, one of my first projects was a robot that crawls on the seabed and connects pipelines. And
that's so cool.
2001. And now you see a drone flying around in 2018 and you think, oh, wow, that's so cool. That's not cool because that's what my industry pioneered. So when we talk about, you know, how did you get into technology? Yeah, 2001, I was very lucky to land a job in one of the coolest oil and gas companies called Maersk Oil. It was back in the day when, if you think back, oil prices in 2000 was about $23 at the wellhead, and then they went all the way to, what, $150, $170? Yeah. So that was an amazing time to be in the oil and gas industry because there was so much investments
made. So much money.
No, so much investments made in research and development. And as a lawyer, working on those technology projects, I had absolutely no chance not to understand robotics, not to get involved in cryptography as well. So that was, opportunity meets preparedness. Yeah. That's, I think, would be the advice that I'd give to anybody who wants to be an expert in anything. Get prepared, learn, spend as much time as you humanly can learning and understanding your subject. And then when the opportunity comes along, you can jump on it and be the expert in your field.
I'd like to maybe take the example of somebody who may feel like it's a bit too late for them, because we regularly have a guest here on Career Connect, Tim and Natalie do, called Shane Phillips. He was on last week, and he talks very much about sort of similar ideas. Get read up on your topic, learn something new, push yourself, become the expert in your field, and that's how you'll advance yourself. There's been plenty of people here, as in many other cities in the world, when sort of, you know, things get a bit tighter, they find themselves made redundant. They're sitting around the house now. Their spouse perhaps is still working or not. They're trying to work out whether to stay in Dubai. And they might think, I can't sit and learn about blockchain now. I just need a job. You're shaking your head at me, Irina. You don't think that's an excuse?
That's not an excuse. I mean, if you want to do something, you will... if you don't want to do something, you'll come up with 100 excuses why you will not do that. But if you do want to do something, you will come up with 600 ways to get there and to learn that. I'm not saying, I mean, we're all in different situations. I'm not saying drop everything, start a business in this area. Absolutely not. But spend as much time as you can, you know, your commitments, your life commitments, your work commitments aside, spend as much time as you can to learn about what interests you. And if I were, anyone, I would look at the history and look, because history repeats itself. Look at the first industrial revolution. What happened? Steam power and water power helped to automate production. Second industrial revolution, what was that? Electricity. Third Industrial Revolution, what was that? Electronics, internet, digitizing, manufacturing. Now we're in the Fourth Industrial Revolution. And if you look back, each of those industrial revolutions destroyed jobs like there is no tomorrow. People lost their jobs to automation. We're in the Fourth Industrial Revolution, and this is exactly what we see happening. I feel really sorry for the young lawyers who are graduating now, because by the time they graduate and become qualified lawyers, AI will do those small repetitive tasks that they were supposed to do. Or that what I started to do when I first graduated. So I feel actually really sorry for our youth. And I would encourage all of them, look at the history. History repeats. Learn from the history. And spend time making yourself relevant for the new economy which is coming.
I feel as if Shane, the spirit of Shane Phillips, is
too.
In the building.
Yeah,
it's a female Shane.
And
who's
you know,
the Shane character?
Shane was
mad as a box of frogs.
Shane was no, but you're coming from the same place in terms of not the fact that he's mad and you're mad, Irina. We're not suggesting that. For
sorry,
a second.
I just did, didn't
yeah,
I?
You did.
Apologies.
So
no, that's okay.
We're not suggesting that. What we're saying is Shane Phillips was on Drive Live Talks Careers last Tuesday. One of his big things is read a book, find out who the people are performing best in your chosen field. Write a blog, interview the CEOs of the companies you want to work for. He thinks if you connect with people, if you're out there, if you are writing blogs, it's a great way to advance in your career by understanding the industry so clear. And David, you're nodding, you're shaking your head rather, not nodding your head.
Well,
you don't
myself
agree.
Myself and Shane completely disagree most of the time. And I think what you're saying in a utopian world is fine. But if you're sitting on your sofa, you're 45 years old and you've got two kids and a wife to support, or vice versa, it's a very difficult thing to go, I'm going to learn about blockchain. Because all you want to do is get back into your oil and gas job as a process engineer. So I think, Shane, you're absolutely right. I mean, we set up Mums at Work. I had no idea how to do that. But I did it on the basis of something I knew about, which was recruitment.
Yeah.
So I think instead of reinventing yourself, because there are some parts of your life you don't want to reinvent yourself. You just want to be good at what you're good at. And I think the majority of Dubai... is like that. They don't want to be the next, Steve Jobs. They just want a good job, a good career, and provide for their family.
I raised my hand, so
yeah, no, that's okay.
So I completely disagree. That's just such an. I'm sorry, I'm not implying anything, but that's just such an old-fashioned way to look at what's happening. Back in my mother's day, that graduate, she was a mining engineer hydrogeologist, and she knew she would stay a mining engineer hydrogeologist for the rest of her life. That does not happen anymore. Your education, your skills that you have only will be valid for 5 years tops. So you have to reinvent yourself.
But we can't all be blockchain engineers
tomorrow.
No,
I'm not saying be a blockchain engineer. I'm absolutely not. But you have to stay relevant. And it just happens that blockchain is my thing and then how I want to stay relevant. But that does not apply to everybody. Let me repeat that again. But emerging technologies will replace most of the things that humans do. And for the first time in history, they will replace white-collar jobs that has never happened before. Lawyers, gone. 85% of what a lawyer does today will be gone in 5 years' time.
I don't think we're disagreeing with what you're saying. We're just, there's a
reality.
And the reality is that not everyone is like yourself or Shane or even me. They don't want to reinvent themselves. They just want to do something.
Fine, then somebody like Sean or myself will go and set up our companies and we will employ them as employees. Is that an opportunity
as
well?
I think that you've actually nailed it there. I don't think everyone wants to be an entrepreneur.
Exactly. Not everybody wants to hit the top floor of a company.
Absolutely.
That is not the right place for everyone. And in order to be a manager, there needs to be people that you manage. And these aspirations are ideal for some people and not perhaps for everyone. We've had a text in saying, amazing talk. They're enjoying the fact that you two can't agree. We're going to continue this conversation in a few minutes' time. We're going to carry on talking about how you reinvent yourself. If you can everyone everybody reinvent themselves and other ways to make yourself successful in your chosen field. Two guests in the studio, Irina Heaver, who's a partner and head of corporate and commercial at Fix & Co, and David McKenzie, who is from McKenzie Jones. And we've been talking about how to be at the top of your game, whether you want to be a guru in business, whether you want to take advantage of what's happening with the market here and seize opportunities. And we've kind of been disagreeing. We've had someone text in and says, this is an amazing talk, it's because we can't all agree on anything, which is fine.
How unusual.
It's part of the fun. And they missed part of it. Can I find a podcast for it? This person says, yes, you can, of course. Drive Live Talks and all our other segments are available on Dubai1038.com, usually a few hours after the show will be podcast. So look out for Drive Live Talks Careers on Dubai1038.com. So it'll be on there from this evening if you want to listen back to the whole thing. And we also have the Best of Drive Live, which plays out on Fridays. So you will be able to hear that again, too. So back to the topic at hand, you two, if we can separate you from fighting. but we are discussing how you make the most of an opportunity. And David, you sort of said, you know, you get lots of people here who maybe have come to the region to work in a specific field. Let's be honest, lots of people have come here. The job has brought them here.
Yeah.
And they're thinking, times are tough. Maybe my company is losing people and I might be one of the people they're losing. And they think, well, surely my job is a systems analyst. So I need to look online and find system analyst jobs. Mm. And we're sort of saying, yes, lots of people will go in quite a linear direction. This is what I've always done. And this is where my next job needs to be. And there is still space to do that.
Yeah. But it's also a chance to you know, I'm being slightly disingenuous now, because I actually do believe what Irina's saying in terms of, you know, give an example, my personal thing, I set up Mums at Work when I was 45.
Oh, you don't look a day over 52, Davis.
Just, wow. Lucky this is radio because you can't see my face. But the reality is, I think it is a chance. If you're going to be made redundant or you feel like you're going to be edged out of your job, it's a really good chance for you to look at yourself and go, what do I really want to do? Mm. You know, do I want to become a radio DJ or do I want to become a systems drone engineer? And if I do, let me try that. But also let's look at the reality path where I need to earn money to pay my rent and to feed my dog.
Yeah. Here's a good test case for you, if you don't mind. I saw somebody shared this on a Facebook group I'm in recently. Obviously, I will really reveal no details so that you can't identify them. But this person said, my husband has recently been made redundant. He was in the earth moving industry. So, you know, big construction here and was no longer needed within the company. And said, any advice at all you can have for any jobs that he could take at the moment? Somebody posted underneath and said, here's an advert for a job for a restaurant manager. And the original poster replied and said, no, we're not looking for a restaurant manager job. We're looking for an earth-moving job for my husband. And the person said, oh, I'm sorry, I thought you said any job. Mm. So where do you draw the line? If you're really desperate for work to the point where you're writing on social media, a public social media forum saying, I need to find a job for my husband, can you help? Should you be looking at changing careers and doing something else like this person suggesting a restaurant manager, or should that person stick to their guns and go, no, I'm a qualified earth mover, that's what I'm doing?
It depends what you want to do. You know, it's a bit like somebody forcing you to do a marathon. Mm. If you don't want to run, you won't do the marathon. If he wants to become a restaurant manager and that's his goal, he can do it. So you look at his earth moving job. What did he have? He had discipline skills about getting his earth moving whatever machine from A to B. How did he do it? He had to plan. So you plan the covers in the restaurant. You look at all the basic skills you've got as an earth mover and you replicate those when you're going for an interview for a restaurant manager on what you can add value to them as a company. But if you don't want to do something different, if you want to be a professional earth mover, if there's such a thing, then stick with the earth moving thing. You might have to go to another country where they are moving more earth.
We've had a text in, there's no name on this. It says, ambition and passion should never die inside us. Changing times require skill enhancement, and that can happen at all stages of life. Irina, you would agree with that completely.
Absolutely. But again, I have to agree with David. There are people who want to jump on the next exciting thing, learn and get involved. And there are people who are very comfortable in their careers and very comfortable to be that earth-moving engineer. And yes, they want to stick to their guns and be that earth-moving engineer. So there's no one scenario fit all. We're all individuals, we're all different. You just need to understand what is it that you want to do with your life, because it's your life. Nobody's going to live it for you. Nobody's going to tell you how to do it and when to do it. But if you do decide that you want to upgrade your skills and you want to stay relevant, there are so many materials online. I don't agree with reading a book. I think by the time a book is published, half of the information is outdated. There's so many amazing posts on social media, such as Medium. There's so many amazing YouTube videos. There's so many amazing Twitter personalities that are informing of the newest and, you know, coolest technology. So I would focus on that.
Mm. And David, would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think passion is the root of everything. I think if you're an earth mover and you can talk to me about your yellow earth moving machine with passion, I'm going to... I was at an event last night. I don't know, I've got a lot of passion, I know, but I was at an event last night and I met a chap who was a fitness guy and he did these, you know, electronic things that stimulate. And I'm like, yeah, they're a bit dodge. But he talked about them with real interest. Mm. And I suddenly looked at my watch. I've been with him for 20 minutes. Now that, for me, bearing in mind I interview people all the time, I tend to switch off if I'm not that interested. He kept me interested about his electronic pulse things for 20 minutes. And I think the reason is he was really passionate about it and he just engaged with me. And I really like that in people. I think we've got interns in our business who are super passionate, but they lack the skills. And I've got a lady called Julie and she's really good at what she does because she's got passion. So I think all of this job lot that we get involved in, if you're passionate about something and you can communicate properly, people will be interested.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. I'll leave the final word to Jay. This is a text that we've just got in. It says, always recommend doing an assessment, something like Hogan and or coaching to learn more about yourself, your values and the right fit for you. We often think we know what we want, but need to apply science in our decision-making process so as to focus our efforts. In a sentence, David, agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Okay, in a sentence, Irina, agree or disagree with that statement?
It depends.
Okay, very diplomatic. You can tell which one of those two is a lawyer. Big thank you to our guest today. Irina Heaver is partner and head of corporate and commercial at Fiction Co. Irina, really lovely to have you on the programme.
Thank you so much. That was a great pleasure.
And David McKenzie from McKenzie Jones. Pleasure to have you on the programme too.
Always a pleasure, NLT.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.